And that was the time I beat a freaking shark. Isn't that wild?
Oh, what a wild story, Robert. Speaking of which, we're also on YouTube.
Yeah, check us out. YouTube, Moist Monday Podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Cheers, buddy. Ooh, that was a little clinky.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. How's it going? We are not recording on a Monday. Sorry to break the illusion, everybody.
It's a Sunday morning.
It's a Sunday morning. Is this the earliest we've ever recorded?
Maybe.
Maybe.
10 a.m.?
We're drinking mimosas. We're having good. Yeah, it's 10 a.m. because, you know, life is getting in the way of a Monday.
So it's probably not the worst way to start a day.
It's a great way to start a day. The sun's out. It's a beautiful day. The snow is melting. Yeah, we're drinking mimosas. But I have a little story about how I got the mimosas today.
I assume from a store.
I did get it from a store. Okay. So like, I went to the grocery store this morning, and I go to this grocery store all the time, usually every Monday before I come over.
Sure.
But I've never really been on a Sunday. And there was an old man working at the cash register.
Okay.
And he was very dapper, very chipper, very happy, just talkative. And he was like dressed well. I think he was wearing a bow tie.
Where was this?
At a grocery store. So he's just looking
like
good.
Like Hy-Vee or?
It was Price Charter, price chopping.
Never been to that.
I only go because it's so close to where I live, but it sucks. But I was buying champagne and orange juice. And he goes, "Are you young enough to buy that?" And I was like,
"Do you have a stroke, sir?"
And I was like, "I'm old enough to buy it." And he goes, "Did you like that wording?"
Just a weird old dude.
And
having
I was like,
fun.
And I was like, "Yeah, I guess so." And he's like, "You know, the women really like when I say that." It is like 9:30 in the morning. I like just woke up and I'm just like,
but he's on it.
He's feeling good. Like he was like, he felt like it's like he was old enough. It was like maybe his part-time job. Like maybe only just he works Sunday
like he
mornings.
Retired, but he just wants to still stay active.
It was so, and then like, I was like,
how old do you think? Like 70s?
Probably mid 60s.
Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty old to work.
Pretty old. And he was just having a great day. And then I was like, okay, weird. And then he was like, "I really like your coat." And I was wearing just a flannel coat. And he's like, "I'm sure that keeps you warm."
Yep.
And I was like, wow, you are in the mood to talk. Like, it made me feel so good.
Yeah, I do love a talkative person, except for when I don't.
And then they are the most obnoxious.
Because I'm also just like, oh, I don't know how to reach this.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this.
He goes, "Are you young enough to drink this?" And I was like, "I'm of age." Yeah. Like,
yes.
And then he asked for my birthday.
Sir, I'm 30.
Yeah, it's like, it's nice enough where I didn't wear a hat, so it's like, I'm bald.
Yeah, that is a big giveaway. Like, where I'm bald, covered in tattoos. Like, if I'm 20, I'm a rough fucking 20, and I deserve a drink.
I got
drink.
Fucking bags under my eyes.
Yeah, like if I look at this underage, I deserve to drink.
Yeah, that means you started drinking young. But that was a quick little anecdote. If I ever get that old, I think that'd be fun, just to be that type
just
of guy.
Just say shit. Yeah. I think it's fun, yeah. First, just try stuff out.
If you're just working one day a week at a grocery store, it doesn't... Like, if you worked just Sunday mornings, that'd be so fun. You deal with a lot of old people, probably.
Yeah, and I bet he hits on all of them.
And he's like, they like it. But hopefully you're getting moist out there. We're drinking mimosas, so we're getting moist. You like that?
I did. Did you like how I said that?
Let's get into it, baby. Let's get moist.
Welcome back to the Moist Monday Podcast. Hope you're keeping it moist out there.
Hopefully you're keeping it moist out there. Happy freaking Monday. Happy freaking March.
I hate it. That's wild.
Are you wearing your green?
No.
It's still February when we're recording.
That's okay.
But it's March when this comes out. Before we get into the episode, what the hell is going on between us?
Oh, yeah. So to those of you who just listen, the one thing I do for this show is I put a little centerpiece between us every episode.
Most of the time... You probably had a few repeats, but most of the time it's different.
A few, but there's only so many things I own.
Yeah, but
also I own so many things.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't even like what are we looking at?
So this week, closest to me is a fox face displayed on top of two books.
Yeah, so it's just the skin of a fox?
Yeah, so isn't I got that not on purpose? We would sometimes...
Not on purpose.
We collect oddities, like bones and stuff, and we... There's like mystery oddity boxes.
Well, that's,
and I get them
fun.
From one. I get really good stuff from them. And then this one time I tried from a different person and it was very skin heavy. And we're not like, I like bones. I don't really like the skin.
You don't like furs.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just a fox face, and I've
it
never known.
It is wild because there's a like nose,
yeah,
eye hole. Like, how do they take that off?
I assume with a knife.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy.
It's weird. The cats don't like it.
Well, yeah, because it's like, that's real fur.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that, and then there's something next to it. That,
what's your guess on what that is?
There's, for people listening at home, it's a jar with something in it, and it looks like it's been tattooed.
So this is a tattooed pig's ear.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a pig's ear?
Mm-hmm.
That's gigantic.
I got it from a tattoo convention. It was tattooed by Haley Studivan.
Interesting. So it is tattooed. Okay.
Yes. It's like $150, I think, for it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And they tattooed some chains on a pig ear, and you keep it as a wet specimen, which I only have a few wet specimens.
Wet specimens are cool but creepy.
Yeah.
And you can see some of the ink has like started to come off because it's sitting in water or sitting in whatever it is.
I think it's an alcohol. Yeah. Because we have a...
That's a... Pig's ears are that big.
I guess. I mean, that's like the size of a dog's ear.
That's true, I guess.
And dogs chew on pig's ears, those dried ones.
Gross.
You never seen those?
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, it's like a kind of
I've never
like a
had a dog, so I don't know.
That's fair.
But that's weird that so she just tattooed it. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a good way to practice.
I think so, yeah. And they had like four or five of them. They sold them. So I bought one. That was at the tattoo convention. So I used all the money I made at the tattoo convention to buy that.
Hey, it's a good trade.
Kind
it's
of.
A barter system.
So it was just a weird weekend.
Yeah, we talked about it on the pod.
Yeah, because that they're planning that event again. I don't know if the group I performed with is trying to get into it again, but I will not be joining them.
You're like, no, thank you.
I'm okay, yeah. So I haven't performed since because I did not enjoy that process.
That was your last performance?
I think so. Well, there was nine of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's a bad way to go out, though.
Yeah,
you gotta go
I
out
mean,
like on a good show.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't want to go out.
Yeah, that's true, because then you're riding the high.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you win a big pot at the poker table, you're like...
You should walk away, yeah.
But you're not gonna. You walk away when you have no money.
Yeah, I don't know what or when I'll return to freak show stuff. I got contacted by a local drag queen who mentioned doing a performance together, and I...
Oh, hell yeah.
It was Baby Girl.
One
I messaged
of my
her back, and I like took... I think 2 days to respond, and then she hasn't responded since, so that's also fine.
Yeah.
They're busy doing stuff.
They are doing drag all the time.
Well, and also, Iowa is not doing too hot right now, and they're the ones who are really fighting the good fight.
Yes, let's talk about that real quick. I don't know how it is anywhere else. We live in Des Moines, Iowa,
yep.
But it's getting fucking weird here,
yep,
like in a bad way.
Bills are getting passed, people are going for walks with their buddies, and it's not great.
By walk, he means march.
Good old goose step down the East Village.
Yeah, what are they? It was a group of white nationalists.
I think they're mostly against, because I didn't watch their video yet, because they also did something about their little bitchy demand.
They did like a press conference?
Yeah, but it was just them.
But it not as popular as the girl from
what? Oh, no,
Pakistan. From,
yeah, no, not at all. She draws a crowd. These bitches are just standing up there with their, like, they don't. The flags are different, too. It was like an American flag, but where the stars are was a cactus.
Yeah, and then like there was a few white flags.
Yeah, I don't understand. I think they're really, like, they're mostly like pro-deportation and shit like that.
Yeah, I think they're afraid people are taking their jobs.
Yes, which is fucking stupid, because I'm sure all of them are employed. That's why they're out there on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, it was weird, because it happened on a Saturday morning. So we work in the East Village of Des Moines.
So like, yeah,
which
like
is like
11.
Yeah, but the East Village is like a very gay,
pro-gay
gay, area.
Hipster,
yeah.
Like it's kind of like...
The alternative.
Yeah, but yeah. Also it's one of the two like downtown areas of our city.
And it's like a safe space usually.
Yes, and like it's fun.
Yeah, it's a
where
great...
Where downtown is a bit sketchy.
Yeah, and they block the roads off because there's shootings that happen a lot.
Yeah, but East Village, they block the roads off so we could have drag... shows.
So we, can have,
stuff like,
we
yeah.
can have a pride parade.
So we can have fun.
Yeah,
like it's,
exactly.
And like, that's the difference between the two areas is
and
one is crime.
The only difference is just you cross the river.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
And yet the laws are more so affecting the fun area.
Which sucks.
And trying to make it a lot less fun.
Yeah, so like, we were at work and then they just started marching and it was like maybe like 15, 20 people.
Yeah.
It was a decent sized group, so it was scary.
Because we never saw them.
No, but I saw videos and it was like in the area.
And then people kept being like, hey, I think I saw a bunch of Nazis. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking
Jesus
guess
Christ.
So.
Yeah, like so like they rented a U-Haul so they could all show up and then they were wearing masks because they didn't want to be identified.
Yeah,
because
they're so proud of their race. They're covering their entire face.
Because they're ashamed
of
who
shit.
They are.
Yeah.
That's what's so weird. It's like.
Well, because I guess I don't know if they still would, but like it used to be like you'd get fired for that shit if people figured out who you were. But also, I love when people start fucking figuring it out. Yeah, but
like when you're... I mean, there's a photo going around right now of like one guy's eyes, and it's like, you can probably tell who that is if you know him.
If you know him, yeah.
But like, if you're so... If you believe something so well, why do you have to cover yourself? Because like the other side, like all like the pro LGBTQ community...
Yeah, they went to the Capitol. I mean, I guess they were wearing disguises.
But oh, were they? Oh,
yeah. They were in drag.
Yeah, they were in drag.
But they were still very clear on who they were.
Yeah, and I mean, a few people were wearing masks, but they were COVID masks, you know, because some people are afraid of that. But like, yeah, it's so weird to me that it's like they're so proud of this, but they're ashamed of it.
Say it with your face, you pieces of shit.
Yeah, it's don't hide.
Like, you're just lame.
It's, yeah, and the fact that they did it in the middle of the day, like, it's
that
like...
That was weird, too. Because also, like, it
no
was...
No one's out.
Yeah, it was a slow morning.
Like... What are you doing? Like, we were at work. There were other people at work that were getting video, and it's like most of the people that you're attacking right now aren't here.
And also, like, because they're just trying to rile them up, right? That can only
Because I'm like, what's the point of this?
You're
what
not
are you
changing
trying to
any
do?
Minds.
Yeah,
no one's gonna be like, oh, I should do that. Like, I think I just kept picturing, like, imagine if you were like jogging that morning, you accidentally got stuck at like a light with them, and you're like, ah, shit.
Oh, shit. And like, you have like a heart condition, so you are wearing a mask too. And you're like, fuck,
I'm not with them.
And yeah, you just happen to look like us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, a bald white dude covering tattoos. It's not great when the Nazis come back for me either.
Yeah, because people just assume you're part of it.
Yeah, it's just such a... God, it's so fucking annoying. And like, because the thing is, I would love not to care, but now it's clear we have to really fucking care about all this
shit. Because now it's starting to, like, it's like on our doorstep.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they literally walk past our place of work.
Yeah. Because before it was that, you're just like, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they exist, but they're not here. They're not real. Yeah. But like, oh, no, they're fucking real.
Ignorance is bliss. That's how I live. Yeah. But now I'm like, oh shit, that was like,
yeah.
And I like walked that exact path coming to work.
Yeah. It's fucking, it's just lame and it sucks.
Yeah. And then like this, the state is trying to pass a bunch of bills that just fuck with everybody, and it's like, leave people alone. Like, yeah, what are we doing? But I'm sure that those bills probably are for every state.
I don't know.
Is it just Iowa?
No, that was just Iowa, the recent ones.
Fuck. I mean, there's abortion bills and stuff like that.
Yeah, because now they're trying to like ban like abortion like pills, which is fucking stupid. Because those like one like for those to work, it's not even an active practice. Like it's the very very beginning. Like,
so they're trying to ban like morning after and shit.
I don't know if it's morning after, or they're listing some that they're trying, or at least one.
Why?
That they're trying to get rid of, because they suck. Because also, people shouldn't be having more babies. That won't solve anything.
Yeah, and like, I just don't understand half the people. Like, all the stuff that's going on in the whole world, they're just attacking one side, and it's like, just leave them alone.
I think it's all like to pull like focus from things that are also going on that like can really change
and
shit.
They're just trying to
not that like what they're doing doesn't change shit, but also change, it's more just attacking
but
a
yeah,
minority
it's
group.
Literally just like, you know what, we're gonna make these group of people really mad.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and then that's all they'll talk about for a long time, and then we'll get all this other shit out.
It's so fucked up. And then like we were talking about it at work yesterday, it's like, well, then if the next person that comes into the office reverses all that,
yeah,
then we're 8 years down the drain in the exact same spot we were.
Yep. And it's like, and just a lot of money wasted, and it's like, for no progress.
Can we just move forward? Like, can we just all come together? We're all fucking people.
That's the fucking, and that's the weird thing about the system, because I was talking with our buddy who owns a coffee shop about like the healthcare system, where it seems like everyone stopped talking about that too. And like, no, that's still fucked.
Yeah, the healthcare system's still fucked.
Where like, I don't go to the doctor. I have health insurance, but I know if I use it, I'm gone. Like, I'm destroyed.
I don't have health insurance.
Yeah,
so like,
you're especially
ruined. I can't go. Yeah. And then if you do go, you're fucked.
No, it doesn't work for you. Yeah. And it's just weird because like us people set this up.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
And then it hasn't been fixed.
And like... Because that is the one thing I will say about Trump. Not that I like what he does this with. He will just be like, all right, well, we'll change that. He does just change shit.
He does, and he's taking action.
Which,
quickly.
Like, if we could just get...
If we could do it in the right direction.
Yeah, that'd be fan-fucking-tastic.
Instead of just attacking people for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, it is the Gulf of America now.
He did it so quick.
He did it so quick.
Which is... That's hilarious.
Yes, it's because...
But...
It's so stupid.
But
also,
why...
My hope is it goes after New Mexico next.
The Gulf of New America? Or no, New America?
New, just tiny... If you just named it Tiny America, I would love that. That'd be so funny.
What is, like, in like California and like LA, there's like the little district, so it's like Little China? Or like...
Sure,
isn't there
yeah.
areas like... What if
lot,
it was just Little America?
Yeah. It's just that state.
Yeah, and he's just like, you're little.
And you're America.
You're one of the 50.
Little America.
Yeah, I really just don't get it. It's this whole, we're fucked.
Yeah, because I can't remember.
We're just getting started.
We're a month in.
A month in. Yeah, it's like
2 days ago was like a month in. Fucking insane.
Yeah, and like, I've always been like a guy that just kind of just, it doesn't pay attention.
You kind of could for a while.
I could.
Under Obama.
It didn't really affect me.
We
now
were
it's
fucking
like
coasting under Obama.
Now it's like literally at my doorstep and it's affecting friends of mine.
Yeah, your tire blew out. You can no longer just coast. Like, you have to actually help change
shit. I
have to
be a part
of it. Fucking,
and
it's annoying.
I mean, I probably should be a part of it.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll probably be better people for it. But like,
but I'd rather just sit and talk in a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. No, we are making change by doing this.
Entertainment change.
No, I'm saying we're speaking politics now.
Yeah, we're
to literally dozen of listeners.
What did we come up with? Moist was an acronym for speaking truth.
Oh, right. Yeah. Men on internet.
Men on intoxicants speaking truths.
Yeah. We're getting moist.
But going back to like insurance.
Yeah.
I know one of my friends has insurance because she has like a real job.
Ooh.
But like, I don't understand insurance because like sometimes it won't cover things.
Yeah.
So she has like depression and anxiety. So her insurance doesn't cover her antidepressants.
Cool.
So she had to pay like $350 for a month's supply. Yeah.
Or you just want to kill
yourself. Or you're just dead.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like,
no, it's,
that's fucked.
It's wild.
Like, what's the point of having insurance then? Because you're paying monthly for it and then you can't use it?
Well, that's the fun thing about other countries is that they just have insurance because they're people who want to live.
Yeah, and then they care for their people.
Yeah, it's just, it's so odd and backwards. And obviously, nothing we say here is new. Like,
yeah,
it's just speaking the obvious, but like, fuck.
I will say, I don't have insurance, but I am on anti-anxiety meds because it's not a sponsor, but Hims. Like through Hims, mm-hmm. I got it like in a day.
That is weird.
And it wasn't.
Is it like super expensive?
It wasn't super expensive.
What do you pay like a month for it?
I do like a 3 or 6 month trial mm-hmm. or like a subscription. And I think it averaged to like 30 or 40 bucks a month.
That's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all. Yeah, for a daily pill.
Do you still take the hair stuff?
Yeah, I canceled it, but I still have some left.
Oh, sure. So you're still taking
I'm still taking it daily.
Riding it out?
I'm just riding it out. Because I'm curious what will happen when I quit.
If
the line just goes.
Yeah, you'll probably start to get the circle.
Or I just get it in the back.
I wish I got it in the back.
Lose the cap.
I would love to lose the cap. I hate the back of my head.
I shaved my head for the first time today in a week.
Oh.
Because it was getting pretty long.
Shaved mine last night.
And like, I went down and like, I started in the middle and I had like the little horseshoe.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, I could just do this.
Yeah. And some people do.
And I'm like, wow, that looks not good.
We'll use it eventually.
I do want to like grow it out and use it in a sketch.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just like, oh, wow. If I had a horseshoe, that guy would have been like, oh, wow, you are old enough. Yeah. He wouldn't have been, are you young?
He wouldn't be hitting on you. So I think it was for our 48 hours 2 years ago, I grew my hair out in case we could use it. Because that was my first time being bald.
Yeah, in case we could. We got to start remembering that. I'll probably grow mine out for 48 too.
Yeah, and just see if we can look so stupid for it.
Even if I'm just a background character, if I can just.
Hello.
I did it for that.
Was it worth it? No.
Well, then after you get in filming, you can cut it off, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm bald most of the time.
I guess you don't wear a hat as much as I do. If you grow it out, you might need to wear a hat.
Yeah. It's so weird because I used to wear a hat all the time, and now that I'm bald, I'm wearing a hat less.
That is interesting because mine is exact opposite.
Because
I just gave up on beanies.
Oh, I wear a beanie all the time, but it's cold.
Yeah.
But like I would just wear a hat because I'd be like, my hair looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if I don't shower, it just did, it looked like shit. Yeah. So now it's like, whatever.
Well, you did have a full head of hair. It wasn't great hair.
Yeah. But now I'm looking bald. This is a good transition, though.
Yes.
I'm newly bald.
Yes.
I'm back on the daps.
Yep.
Back on the datings.
I discovered that yesterday by seeing a notification pop up.
Yeah. And I was like, no, you're not supposed to
for
know.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm saving it.
And then our coworker was like, why can't you guys talk about that now? Like, shut up.
We didn't tell him.
He could be a guest, though. I think that's how we, like, not have judgment, is we just bring all of our coworkers on one by one.
I think they would all love it.
I think so too, and they would understand why we do this.
Well, every time a guest comes on, they're like, oh, I want to do this.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Because you just get drunk
and you just talk
and you just
bullshit.
Talk.
And also, for some reason, people say the most insane shit.
Every time we get a guest, it's like, oh my God.
I didn't know that about you. And I've known you for 20 years.
And they're just freely saying it.
Yeah, and then we put it on the internet, and I don't think they really realize that.
Well, because of our dozen listeners.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's not much. We've gotten little or no blowback. Well, no, we've gotten some blowback.
We've gotten blowback on clips.
From one, oh, on clips, sure. But only from one listener.
Oh, yeah. But then also we've gotten blowback for having women on.
Oh, yeah. Which?
A lot of men
we
don't
do have
like,
to get away from that.
A lot of men don't like women.
Who'd have thunk? But they do enjoy long walks with their friends.
But I'm back on the dating apps. So I thought it'd be fun. I thought it'd be fun to go through my profiles.
Yep. Which I already don't approve of.
I know, because I don't. Here's the tough part is I don't have any photos of me bald.
But you can still put some photos of you with nice hair.
Yes. So I'm going to need. So I think we go through my profiles today.
Yeah.
And then you help me rebuild my profiles. Yes. And then we can go through them again whenever next that happens week, we'll or next week yeah. or something like that. But like, so last week when I talked
about.
Because
the issue is that it's up and running now.
Well,
that's. So you're missing out on the love of your life because of a dumbass profile.
But this is what I think is when we rebuild it, we delete it and start over. Yeah.
Well, then you got to make sure you get any Snapchats from any of the girls you are talking to now.
I've gotten a few Snapchats. I
go nowhere.
It's like, well, I've been talking to a few people, but it's like, I don't. All the people that I imagine talking with, I don't care.
Sure.
You know, it's not like, oh, I really like this person.
Well, it only takes one.
It only takes one.
Yes.
But it is weird. Like, because like I'm getting, usually my best app was like Bumble or Hinge.
Sure.
And like I've gotten no matches on Hinge and I've had it for like a week.
Because I think I barely used Hinge. I don't think I ever used Bumble. I was only a Tinder person.
Yeah. And now I'm using Tinder. I met a few people. Matched with a few people. Yeah. But like, so last week when I auditioned for the commercial, we went through my headshots.
Yes.
And you joked, you were like, you should make a Tinder and just use the headshots. I kind of did that.
Remember when I said I made a joke?
Yeah, but I don't have many photos of me bald. And when we showed my coworker yesterday, he was like, you're wearing the same outfit in a lot of these.
All of them. You're wearing a turtleneck and a chain, which you do love and you look good in.
But that's like the only nice outfit.
And that's not your style.
Yeah, but that's why I need to rebrand rebrand everything. So let's go through it. let me put on Do Not Disturb because my phone was blowing up for some reason, which is weird. Let's start off in the order I have them downloaded. Hinge.
Sure. I don't even know the way this is set up.
So Hinge is a weird app because it lets people know when you like them.
Okay.
And you only get 10 likes a day.
Wild.
Yeah, but it literally goes, this person likes you to do on a match.
Okay.
So you don't just, this app is meant to
be. Do
you
always say yes then?
Usually.
Yeah.
But no one's matched with me.
No.
So like this is, the profile is more of a profile and less photos.
Okay.
But I'll let you go through it. My first photo is.
Not horrible.
A headshot of me fake laughing.
Yep.
From my headshots.
I wind down by putting on a vinyl and doing a puzzle.
I think that's cute.
No, I enjoy that.
And I do that.
30, man, straight. 5'10"? Aren't you 6 foot?
No, I'm 5'10".
I thought I was 5'10".
Maybe I'm 5'11". I've always said I'm 5'10".
You were 6 foot, I thought.
No. If I was 6 foot, I'd be telling people.
Oh, I always thought you were 6 foot.
Should I lie? Should I start telling people I'm 6 foot?
I think we should measure you.
Okay. I need to update my profile a lot.
If I'm 5'8", I'm going to be pissed.
You think you're 2 inches shorter than me?
I thought I was always 2 inches shorter than you. I guess I'm probably not. I'm probably like
I thought
one.
We were the same height.
All right. 30, man, straight, 5'10". Your address, or where you live. White, Caucasian.
My address is on there.
No, it's the Woodland Heights or whatever.
Oh, I was like, what?
Don't have children, not sure. Virgo, I didn't know that. Drink, yes. Smoke, no. Weed, sometimes. What if like a cop got you for that?
It is weird, because on the profile, there's so many things you can fill out.
Sure. DMACC. Right, I always forget you're born in Sioux City.
Oh, wait, it says where I'm born, too. Yeah.
English. Figure out my dating goals. Monogamy.
You have to fill out a lot of shit when you do the dating profile.
Oh, hey, it's me. All right.
You're in there?
Yeah, I'm your second photo.
I guess I don't. Some of the apps are different.
All right. So, yeah, your third photo is you. Not a good photo.
What one is it?
That's bad.
You don't like that photo?
No, that's a horrible.
I took that at a work party.
I know. I took a much better photo of you at a work
party. Oh, at the table.
My love language? You have to put that on there?
I mean, you don't have to, but.
Physical touch. Because that just kind of makes it sound like you want to fuck.
I like physical touch. It is my love language, though.
That's fair.
I love touching people.
Then a selfie with a peace sign.
Which one was that?
That one. It's okay.
Okay, that one's okay.
It's okay.
That one's okay.
You have better photos. The hallmark of a good relationship is communication. It's one of the most important things. I do agree with. Then this photo. No, that's a bad photo.
You don't like that photo? I thought that was a good photo.
It looks like you have spray tan on.
Yeah, the colors in my face are a little weird.
Like, it's not a horror. I like the watch. than your 27 tattoo photo.
I like that one because it makes my I have pretty eyes in that photo.
You do have pretty eyes in that photo.
And that's what a photo, a lot of people compliment that photo because sure. They go, wow, you have pretty eyes.
Yeah, that's I have heard that you have pretty eyes.
Yep. Cindy.
Cindy, please give your review of this too, because I imagine we'll post these.
Yeah,
photos.
We'll have I'll have the scroll photo.
As I'm looking through it.
Yeah.
You could just record you scrolling down.
Yeah.
All right. I would definitely get rid of the third photo and
well, you're gonna have to
fourth and fifth
help
photo.
Me rebuild this from scratch.
I know.
And like we gotta take new photos.
Yeah, I'll take candid photos of you. Because also the photo Jaden took of you should be on here, of you holding the camera.
Oh, shit. Yes,
that should be
should.
Like your third photo, yes, if not should. Second.
But the problem is like, I love that photo, but it covers my face.
Yes, but it's a cool photo.
But it's a cool photo. And, yes. And it goes, he's a photographer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He does video.
Next.
So that was Hinge. Now going on, I did also download an app called The League.
Okay.
I've never heard of it. It just popped up when
Do
I...
Do you compete with other people for love?
It's supposed to be like potential soulmates, but... When I got it, it goes, you're on the wait list.
I don't like that.
You are 3,220 of 3,241 people waiting.
That's not many, and there's not many people behind you.
We wait list to maintain a balanced, high engaged, and diverse community.
Weird.
But then you can skip.
Is it localized?
I don't think so. I think it's globally.
How the fuck does that work?
But then you can skip the line by paying.
How much?
I don't know. Or like... doing a bunch of verification or suggesting friends. I don't know.
Okay.
I downloaded it for whatever. All right. Next up, Jacob's app that he does really well on.
Tinder. That I used to. I've been off it for, 5 years?
My profile is 100% complete. A lot of the same photos.
All right.
I like that laughing one. I think that one's a good one.
No, that is a good one. And the tattoo one. I like this one better.
The tree one.
Yeah. There's the selfie with the piece. A kayaking photo is a good one.
I like a kayaking photo.
Get rid of this selfie one.
You don't like that one?
No.
Why?
What's the face you're making? Your shoulders are up and your arms are out.
I was drunk.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a silly one.
And then...
people want to see your body.
All right. This to this is unacceptable. You're making the same face.
And I'm wearing the same outfit.
Also, what are you doing with your neck here? I was also a head tilt person. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know, award-winning.
Because also, like I would say, like throw a wedding photo in it. The issue is that you're wearing a green turtleneck and a chain in every photo of all time.
Yeah, I know. Like, so I need to like just have two of them and have them separated by a ton.
Yes. All right. Currently in school for video production. Love watching movies, doing puzzles, and listening to vinyl. I'd say not bad.
Yep.
You're less than a mile away.
The tough part is I got to think of like a good bio, but I don't know.
Yeah, we could do something more fun. 5'10", bartender, that's a good thing to put on. See, yes.
I put bartender on it because like...
bartender will give you so much more grace. So let's get a photo of you behind the bar at one point.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Because by the time I get matches and meet people, I will be a bartender.
Yes.
So I'm thinking ahead.
Bartender, community college, Des Moines, he, him. If I'm not home, you can find me at the studio creating content. I would maybe not put that out there.
I don't remember putting that.
Content is such a dirty taste.
Yeah,
Interest, film festivals, drive-in cinema, craft beer, live music. Great. Looking for. Still figuring it out. Monogamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still figuring it out. It's fine. Or just like open to like
open
that kind of
going with the flow.
It always just sounded weird being like, I mean, like I wouldn't mind dating somebody, but also like I'm not going to be like, if we're talking, I'm trying to date you.
Yeah, exactly. Like the few people I've been talking to, it's like, they're like, what are you looking for? And I'm like, I would like a serious relationship, but also I know all these apps work.
Yeah. And
like, I have low hopes.
If like you just want to hang out and have fun, probably open to that too.
Yeah,
like,
I'd definitely be
try it out.
I'd definitely
yeah.
be down to like hang out and if fun things happen.
I'll allow it. Love, style, touch, pets, want a pet. Drinking, mostly nights, besides a day. Am I right?
Yeah, we're day drinking. Ooh. Cheers. Mine's almost gone. I'm going to need a refill. Whoa, he finished it.
It's a mimosa. All right. Drinking, mostly nights, workout, sometimes.
That means never.
Yeah, so I'd say let's get some variety in these photos.
That's the tough part is I made it. I've been feeling pretty lonely the past couple weeks.
That's fair.
And so I made it this about a week ago when I was hungover.
Okay.
So I was in bed just, and I was like, fuck, I don't have any good photos of me.
Somebody love me.
Yeah, we got one more profile to show, Bumble one, but we're going to go get refilled on mimosas.
So here's a refill graphic.
Fuck.
Wait, no. It's going to pour in, and it's going to fill the way up, but we're just going to sit here for a second as it fills.
Oh, that's going to be fun. That's a lot of liquid.
And we're back.
And we're back with our mimosas. I will say, dude, mimosas are so good.
These are so nice.
But I haven't had a regular mimosa in so long.
Oh, sure, because we've been drinking Malort mimosas lately.
I've been drinking Malort mimosas, which sounds disgusting.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's worse than a normal mimosa.
But like, it's weird because it's not orange juice.
Oh, right. Yeah, we use like pineapple.
Yeah, so we've been drinking, it's like half Malort in a glass, in like a tulip glass.
Yeah.
Half Malort. Pineapple juice, and then I think they put a little like
champagne still too,
a little bit of champagne, and then I think like a dash of grenadine, and then some maybe some syrup.
Okay,
just to give it, but like it's like very Malort-y,
yeah,
but fruity.
Which it kind of just tastes like it has like rind in it more, like that bitter kind of rind,
which is a lot. So like a real mimosa,
super sweet,
so smooth,
so nice.
Speaking of
smooth,
time to go on to Bumble, which is I like Bumble. It's a good app. It is weird because like Bumble used to be the girls always message first.
Yes.
But now.
Which was kind of a benefit to you.
I loved it.
But it was bad for me when I used
loved it. But now for the most part, you can message anybody.
Interesting.
Unless some girls have their profile set up where they message first.
That's fair.
So I think the ball's still in their court.
Yes.
If they want to do it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So then this one you just scroll up.
Okay.
I think my starting photo is good.
I like it.
Yeah. It's a headshot.
Yeah.
It's also
the including other headshots. That's kind of weird. All right. My bio. Currently chasing my passion for video production in school while balancing my life as a YouTuber and working at a local barcade. I'm always down for a great conversation, creative projects, and spontaneous adventures. I'd say not bad.
I think that's good, but like some of it does have.
It's just the content creator is so.
But that's what I do so much.
I know.
Like I'd never bring up the podcast.
No.
But I always bring up the YouTube channel.
Because you can't bring up the podcast until someone meets me and like they like me at least.
Yeah, and I can't bring it up until like it's like serious.
Yeah.
Because then they will listen to it and then they're like, oh, wow, you suck.
It's just like. It's fun. That's the only way I can explain it.
Yeah, so every
like,
time every time I tell people, like thing. Lately when I was texting people last night and I was like, oh, I'm editing.
Yeah.
I was editing this show.
Yeah.
But I was lying to them and saying I was editing for my YouTube channel.
That's fair. No,
so
I do.
So then they
not...
can be like, oh, what's the channel? Oh, check it out.
Yeah,
it
and then they're like
almost 50,000 subscribers.
Right, because they can be like, oh, he does video game YouTubing. That's whatever. But also like people are watching and
yeah, people
he
are,
makes money off
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, people are watching.
This is stupid. It's just fun. All right, 5'10". Workout, sometimes. In college. Drink, yes. Cigarette, no. Man, not sure. Virgo. I'm looking for humor, kindness, and optimism. I like that.
Humor's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be a silly goose.
Yeah, you need that. All right.
Because a lot of the girls that I've been with, they don't like my bits.
My interests. Making videos. Robert loves making videos, is what it says.
What? Okay, that's an AI thing.
Yep. Concerts. Just Robert loves making videos. Concerts, video games, cats, mindfulness. You could put award-winning, like, as a like kind of like a little cheeky joke, like because your videos have been
award-winning
yeah.
filmmaker.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I have a fucking trophy. At
I
home.
Mean, my fucking description was, I think, like, what was it? Welder, writer, and rock climber. From,
shit, that's fun.
From Germany. Like, I threw... Or, no, it's Freak Show, and then all those things from Germany.
So that's fun.
I stacked it.
Did you ever have your butt photo?
I don't think so, no. But, like, also my photos... There was one where I videotaped myself, like, 20 minutes playing bass.
Oh, did you get that photo with Nancy?
With Sid.
Yeah, it was
and
Sid.
And that's the one that got Izzy.
Fuck.
And, like, just so it would look candid. All right, swipe right if you love making jokes and having a silly time.
Yeah, I want to get a silly goose, dude.
And there's that selfie again that I don't love.
Okay, that's the first year get rid of.
Teach me something about what you're passionate about. I love seeing the joy in people's eyes and when they talk about things they love. I think that's fair.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, because...
And that's that photo with your eyes.
I like that photo.
No, it's not a bad photo.
It makes me look cute.
Oh, there's that photo.
Okay, yeah, I like the camera photo's good.
I would put that in everything just because that's a cool-ass photo.
So the profiles, I try to make them a little bit different, but they're kind of... I mean, that's my Facebook profile picture.
That one is?
Yeah.
Not the smiling one?
I like that one. You like? You think the smiley one's better?
Yes, than the one where you're pulling on a chain and doing a weird mug.
Well, it's a headshot, dude.
My location, Des Moines. Top artists on Spotify. Local age, Sloth Russ, Foo Fighters, Julie.
Julie's great. They're that modern day, I showed you them, modern day, fuck. They were my album of the year.
Oh, I don't think I remember that. Bad Flower, Nirvana, Dinosaur Pileup, Rocks Ferry, August Burns Red.
Oh, because of
the Christmas
because
album.
Of Christmas, yeah.
And then Cracker.
Yeah, that is weird because it goes on what you've listened to lately.
Yeah.
Weird.
I'm going to sign you up for premium.
No, it's so expensive.
Super swipe. I did pay for Tinder premium.
It's so expensive, but also like they makes you want to do it because you run out of likes so fucking fast.
Sure. That's where why you need all the apps.
Yeah, that's why I have three. But then literally like Bumble and Hinge, it refreshes like every 24 hours.
Yeah.
Tinder is like 12 hours.
Okay, that's
so
nice.
You, if you set,
and you schedule, get like 50 or something
if
like
you
that.
Schedule it right, you can swipe twice a day.
Mm, yeah. You got to do like the 9 and 9.
Yeah, like morning and night, like when you wake up and then when you're at bed.
Yeah.
But like it's, I don't, getting back on the apps is weird.
Sure.
Because like I was lonely, and but then it also makes you feel lonely. Because
yeah,
like
when you're not getting what you want.
Yeah, because it's like no one's matching with me.
Or like you're talking to people and it's just like, I don't
and you're like,
care.
I, you match with me, but I don't, you're whatever.
Yeah. All right, I'm trying to think. So I think I like the first headshot photo. I like the tattoo photo.
Yeah, we just gotta get rid of the outfits.
Yeah, we gotta switch them out. I think you could probably do a wedding photo.
Yeah, even though that's the same outfit. I guess with the jacket makes it a little bit different.
But like maybe like you giving a speech or something could be a good one.
Oh yeah,
I bet there's some good photos.
I think there's a
of
good
that.
One of me holding a note card and you looking up at me.
Yeah, yeah, we get an adorable one of us. Yeah, I'm trying to think. You could throw an old band photo in there.
True.
That's still very much a part of your life, and that's a lot of the stories you tell, and that's just. Engages interest.
Yeah, I when I was on the dating apps for a while, that was a lot of my photos was band photos because mm-hmm. those were cool as fuck.
Right. Yeah.
But the problem is, it's like I haven't played in like 3 or 4 years.
It's still the life you've lived, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So if you were single right now, would you do like a fireball photo?
I always fireball catches attention.
That's sick
yeah.
as fuck. Or like a stage
do,
photo.
I'd probably do a fireball photo of me like doing something fun on. I have a couple good photos of me like laughing or smiling on stage.
Yeah, like
I'd
when
that.
You're doing like the mousetrap or something.
Something fun. Yeah, I would do probably just those two because too many stage photos really changes how I look
yes.
to people.
When also, yeah, because that's when you just had the mustache.
Yeah,
so that's
and
when
I'm full on that. And yeah,
you were a cartoon character.
Because back was when I was on Tinder, I sold like fire breathing photos and stuff, and I would talk about Freak Show, but I wasn't bald with a curly mustache.
Yeah, that's what,
so I think that would set me back.
But that's a look.
Yeah. I'd probably do some bullshit, get you to take a photo of me working on a game.
Oh,
like me
yeah.
on my back in a game, like that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, we gotta get a photo of me bartending.
Yeah, no, a good photo of you bartending, or just behind the bar, throw like a towel over your shoulder, something fucking stupid.
And I'm still wearing a turtleneck.
Cleaning it. Or like you like cleaning a glass. I just picture like the theme song to Cheers, whatever they do in those.
When I was at the bar on Thursday, I was sitting, I got off work, and mm-hmm. I was sitting at the downstairs bar, hanging out with one of my friends as a bartender.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit slow, and he just picks up a glass. Mm-hmm. And just starts rubbing it with a towel while he was talking to us. And the glasses are clean.
Yeah.
Like
he took it from, he would serve that glass.
Yeah.
yeah.
It, and he was just rubbing it. And it was so funny. Because he's like, that's what bartenders do. Mm-hmm. I think.
At all times.
And I was like, I got to start. That makes you look like you're doing something.
Yeah, for sure. If you're just rubbing glasses with a towel. Yeah. I also bet you, we could get the, bar crew to help with this, like take a good photo of you too, because I feel like they would all be really excited about it.
Yeah, I think they're all like, because the guy discovered it and he's like, let me see your profile. Mm-hmm. Then he suggested like a bio. What did he say? Like,
I don't remember.
I want to work at the zoo, but I was not qualified.
Yeah, I said, what about, I got a big dick and I know how to use it. I'm just throwing ideas
I said
out.
No to both.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I don't know, because he has a serious girlfriend. I don't know if they met on Tinder. But he said he used to have a profile.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Yeah,
because
I think they live together.
Yes.
That's what he told me. Yeah.
Yes, they do now.
Which is wild. Yeah, but it's weird. We'll see what happens. I was on it. I mean, I've talked about it on the pod, but I think it was on about 6 months ago. I did it for like a month and then
sure.
deleted them. Because I was like, whatever.
I mean, that's fucking fair.
Because it just sucks.
So I think, yeah, like get some good photos of you where you look nice. Like a kayaking photo is not a bad idea, too. Because
that's, I like doing that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's more.
Show adventurous.
Adventurous, yeah.
And also just like, oh, we could do that. Like,
yeah,
it gives options. If you like that and I like that, then we could do this.
Because I love doing that.
Yeah. Because, God, I need to take my kayak out this year.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I got that inflatable one, which are pretty good, I think.
And it's a two-person?
Yes.
I'm interested. But do you have a pump?
No.
How are you going to blow it up?
With a pump. I don't know how we get it back either. Do we deflate it?
I think you deflate it.
And just like enough to get it in the trunk?
Yeah, but
and then then we're deflating something covered in just gross ass water.
Yeah, that's the tough part is like it's gonna get dirty.
Yeah,
and you gotta like spray it off when you get home.
So probably store it in the garage for the summer. Yeah, and then make sure we like clean it.
But probably like deflate it and then when you get home, reflate it and then spray it off, and then hang it so it dries.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Because I think like real kayaks, you hang upside down so they dry.
Sure.
Gross. And then you leave them. Yeah, because yeah. Because lake water and river it's water is horrible, disgusting. Yeah. But that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kayaking's so fun, dude. But we'll see what happens.
Eligible
bachelor.
Yeah.
I will say, like, now that I'm almost a bartender.
Feel free to email us bios. You know us better than we know anyone else.
Yeah. Don't say I have a podcast. But it is fun to be like, I can now put I'm a bartender.
Yes.
Now I think that will open up a lot of.
That gives you, because also a bartender in school is so different than just someone who's in school.
Yes.
Because that is someone who's like working on themselves while taking care of shit too.
And a bartender is like, oh wow, you know how to maybe talk to people.
Yes.
Even though I don't.
Right.
But I'm learning.
Or you know how to make drinks.
Yeah.
Which you don't.
But I'm you're learning.
It's much better than I make pizzas.
Yeah. I'm a chef.
Yeah.
And they go, where? And up, down. They go, They have food?
Yes, like, that's what I mean.
No, but I'm a bartender.
Yeah, so I would, because YouTube creator is still weird, but also like you legitimately are.
I know.
And you're a real one.
And that's like the big, yeah, so how do I word that to sound it? Yeah. That's why I say content creator. That sounds better than YouTuber.
I don't know if it does.
Does it? I don't know.
A multimedia.
Yeah, what
I'm a director.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like when we did like the Bachelor.
Sure, what they put.
Yeah, because they did like not public relations, but like multimedia. Like they had like a weird brand title where it was like, what does that mean? But it sounds better than content creator
or YouTuber or podcaster.
I will never put podcaster.
No, please don't.
Because that immediately people are just disgusted.
Yeah.
Like I'm a white bald man that has a podcast.
And also, I get it. And you're right.
Yeah.
It just so happens that this is really fun to do. And I'm sorry to everyone else.
Yeah, we like it. Okay. But before we go, we got one more segment.
Oh.
It's time for the critically acclaimed. Critically divisive, probably.
Ooh,
Slippery like Sands. Birth.
Yeah, that was critically divisive.
Yeah, it was. Nicole Kidman.
Oh, shit, we still have to watch the other movie.
We do.
God damn. I always think about what if we would have stayed in Cedar Rapids. I would just be a miserable dickhead right
Cedar
now.
Cedar Rapids sucks.
Yeah, it's the worst place.
It just smells like cereal.
It
smells like shit.
It every has day's like a five different smells.
Yeah,
because
every day's a different smell.
Because there's the General Mills plant, yep. Which is horrible. Just that Quaker Oats bitch looking over the city.
But like one day is good because that's when they're making like a good cereal or something.
Yeah. Get some cinnamon in your oats.
Before we jump into Slippery Sins, though, my sister.
Yeah, update from both of our families.
My sister just sent me a photo. We have like a group chat on Snapchat. Yeah. And this photo was from 7 years ago. So when my sister was in high school.
Okay.
She's pointing at a bulletin board for Allstate Drama.
Oh.
And my name is on there.
Oh, what? It's in a thing.
Yeah. I didn't realize. I forgot about this.
You're on the wall?
I'm on the wall. I forgot about this. 2011, Robert Zortman. That's my name. Allstate Drama because I made it
that
to Allstate.
Film?
I made it to Allstate. No, doing a one act play.
I didn't know that. I remember your film where the guy touches electronics and he can understand them.
That was
what
fun.
Was your one act play? I didn't know that.
We did The Giver.
Who were you? Old Giver or just random guy?
Non-speaking role.
That's so funny.
I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
2011? Yeah?
Yeah. I was a non-
that's so funny.
But I didn't realize I was on the wall.
Yeah, that's
and that's like into the grave chip. So I'm like, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's really 2011. Holy shit. 14 years ago. My name's still on the wall. I don't know if it still is, but 7 years ago it was. All right, now time for Slippery Sins. I picked out a few yesterday. We'll start out with lust.
Okay.
What's the strangest surface you've had sex on?
I think you know the answer.
I do?
Oh, it was only for a moment, but a bed of nails.
Oh. What?
It was a bucket list thing. It was not fun at all. And it didn't work for me.
Did you sit on it?
I laid on it.
You laid on it? Yeah. And then someone got on top of you?
Yeah. And just for like a moment, just to be like, we did it.
So your naked butt was...
Yeah. Well, it was mostly like my back more so. So yeah, it was probably down to my hips, but I don't have much of an ass. So it's pretty much a flat surface.
Yeah, you got to be careful because a nail could go right up your butthole.
That is true.
Yeah, just... Ouchie.
Yeah, bed of nails by far the worst I've ever done anything sexual.
How uncomfortable was it? That was the set follow-up.
0 out of 10. Would not recommend.
But you were like, I just want to do it.
Yeah, it was like just a like it was a kind of a joke.
Is that when
conversation
you, in your old apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not even sure who was with.
I thought it was with your wife.
No, I don't think so.
You guys haven't ever done freak show sex?
No, I don't think so. There's only so much you can do with
that. Yeah, it's true. It's just mostly you bleeding on her.
Yeah, like I guess she could pump a few staples into me, but like it's not really beneficial.
Yeah, you're like, it hurts.
It's just a few things happening at once.
I like it. For me, strangest surface, probably a
Ford Fiesta.
And that's up there. Yeah. But probably a cave.
Right. Yeah. That's not a bad one either.
How uncomfortable? It was actually pretty comfortable.
Yeah, because you were on top. I was on top. Because you said it was freezing.
Yeah, it was freezing cold. But I was on top, so I didn't have to worry about it. I was with my ex-girlfriend. The only thing, it freaked me out, though, because...
The echoes?
We could hear people enter the cave.
Sure. And then they could hear you entering her cave.
Yeah. And then, but we went into like a side pouch, but we could just, the voices
side
echo.
Side pouch.
A little side, you know, a little small area.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, fuck. So then we had to like.
What was like 2 minutes?
It was probably like 5.
Okay.
You know, but we didn't finish, obviously.
No,
yeah.
That's not the point. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we were like, let's do it at a cave.
That's fun.
It was fun.
No, that's respectable.
Then we went to Makokata. Makokata. Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to go there.
Makokata's cave is so fun.
Because like, besides that, I don't even know what would be like close to my number two.
Yeah, the cave is the first thing that I thought of. I don't really know what else.
Most of that, it would be cars and beds.
Yeah.
And couches. As God intended.
I mean.
If anything, God intended us to fucking caves. That was the first living room.
Yeah. I mean, I've done like bathroom counters.
Yeah.
Kitchen counters.
Yeah.
These
chairs.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, in my, you in my childhood home.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah, I bet.
But so funny. This is a greed card, so we're switching it up.
Okay.
This is a unique one. Would you fire a colleague if it meant your salary would double and your workload wouldn't increase?
All right, if we're talking about, so I work in two different spots right now. If we're talking warehouse. No.
But bar.
Yes. Without question.
I think I would, if it doubled.
Without question.
For sure.
Yes. I would fire 3 people.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll fire 3 people and just keep the double. You don't have to do anything.
Those extra, just a little treat for me.
Just a little treat for
but
me.
But warehouse, no, because I am bottom rung of 3 people.
And one of them is the manager.
Yep. And the other one trained me in everything I know.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and then that's it.
You gotta do all the work.
Yep. So no for that. But bar, absolutely.
Yeah, bar. Yeah. Maybe 4 people. But also keep the double.
I mean, 1 for sure.
1 for sure. Yeah, 1 for sure. That one's an easy one.
What about on your YouTube career?
My YouTube career?
Yeah.
I've only had a host.
Yeah, would you fire him for double the pay?
We don't make that much money.
Double, though.
No. It's, dude, I can't.
Podcasting?
I can't imagine doing this show or Gaming Off the Grid by myself.
Yeah, if it's just you in my front room talking for an hour.
That's the show is talking to
people. Yeah.
And that's what everything I do is talking to
people. Yeah,
we
already have an unpaid intern. He hasn't done much in a while.
Yeah, and Elysia is a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I forgot about her.
Mm, you should.
Moving on to Sloth.
Okay.
What's the longest you've gone without showering?
Okay.
I go through some gross periods.
I don't usually, because I, like, if I'm depressed, my go-to move is to shower.
Oh, I'll just stay in bed.
I will stay in the shower.
So
I'll have my meals in there.
Yeah, that's sad.
We all know the classic soup in the shower story. Yeah.
Sorry, more like stories.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, when I would get real depressed, I would just bring a bowl of soup into the shower and just hang out there for a while. My old apartment, I didn't pay for the water. And it was, and I had a seat in there, so I'd just lay on the floor.
You'd lay on the floor?
Well, not lay. I would sit on the floor with like kind of my back against the seat and my bowl
of
soup.
So you wouldn't even sit in the seat?
No, because my soup was on the seat. The seat then became a table.
Tables.
And then I had an upper place where you're supposed to keep soap. That's where the boxed wine would go.
Oh my God.
I forget about how depressed I truly was back in the day.
Yeah, you were not good, dude.
Yeah, because I would come home from work after 11 hours and go just eat soup in the shower.
And just let all the gunk come off of you?
That was the issue, too, is I had to shower every day. Because
you were covered in soot.
Yeah, I remember my first light switch just was black. It was a white originally.
Well, and also your car was black, too.
Yeah, God, the seats were so gross.
Yeah, because it's filled with...
Whatever that is. I think it's soot for some of it. It has to be.
But then it's just like welding. It's just metal debris.
And just dust. Yeah. And yeah.
I mean, my car was dusty, but it was wood dust. Right. So it's different.
Yeah, you had sawdust everywhere.
Yeah, sawdust everywhere.
But yeah, so I would guess 5 days max ever.
I'd probably gone over a week.
Oof. When do you think that would have been?
Within the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, recently.
I would guess my 5 days would have been within the last 5 years.
Also, like when I was sick, I did take a shower like day four. Because I was like, I'm trying to use the hot water to like clear my shit.
I'm probably like, if I'm sick, it's probably like two a day. Just air in me.
Every time I'm depressed, I just don't do anything. Like I'll just lay in bed and sit. So like it's been over a week before.
Okay.
But like that's when I'm not going anywhere.
Sure.
Or like not.
Yes.
And then I'm just like.
Being bald helps too.
I'm gross.
But so being bald helps because you don't have to shower as often because your hair doesn't look bad. But also you can shower in a minute.
Yeah, it's super
and
easy.
And dry in a minute.
You know what's weird is I still shampoo my head.
That is weird.
Am I supposed to?
I haven't.
Oh.
I'm bar soap off the dome.
Oh, I don't. Because I use like body wash and like a loofah. So should I start loofing my head?
Probably. Exfoliate it? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe that would help.
Help with what?
The photos?
Sure. Dude, just start shining that up.
I don't know how.
Me neither.
Because some bald people have a shiny head.
Our head, or at least my head, I've noticed it's been shiny before. And I don't know what causes that.
But mine's never like, I shaved it this morning and it's still like prickly.
Yeah, I mean, because you.
I didn't do a razor.
And I never will.
Yeah. But next time I go to the barber, I'm going to have him razor it.
That's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice.
I might need to try that at some point too, yeah.
Hopefully. I just hate it.
Yeah.
Just, it hurts.
I mean, that is terrifying because it's a big ass surface.
Yeah.
And it's round with weird little bumps in it too.
But it might feel really good. And it might just like be smooth too. That's when it's shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, probably a week.
I'd guess 5 days max.
I'd probably say 8 days.
Ugh. Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah. But so is depression.
Very true.
That's how they get you. This is gluttony.
Okay.
How's your screen time these days? Are you happy with your level of online?
I mean, I never am.
Yeah.
I have been trying to get back into writing lately.
Yeah, you wrote a script, yeah.
I sent it to
our buddy last night.
Good. See what he feels about it.
He read it, but he was bartending, so I don't know if he actually read it.
Sure.
It just said he read it, the text.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Because I do, there's positive and negative screen time.
Yes, there is.
Because like positive is if I'm writing, if I'm researching, because also I'm trying to move forward in work. So I'm trying to plan events. So yes. I'm writing stuff for that. And I wrote one that got approved already, which I'm very happy about.
Yep. Bubble hockey?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a bubble hockey tournament because I built a bubble hockey and I was very proud of it. And I want people to play it more.
Bubble hockey's fun as fuck.
Yeah. And like, so like that's positive. But also I'm still on TikTok. I'm still on Facebook. Yep. I'm still just scrolling.
I've been getting back into the habit of Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And I don't even have the apps.
That is why. So you have to go to Facebook.com.
Yeah. So I'm in Safari on Facebook and I have like an app that's like blocks it.
So you have to unblock it on
so
that.
So I'll pause it and I just do 5 minutes. So then I'll be scrolling and every 5 minutes it will go, this site's blocked.
Yeah.
So like it does cut it down from what but I have been doing it like daily now.
Sure.
And I hate it.
There's, like, something what am on, I, there's something on Facebook.
And what am I doing? Like, yeah. What am I looking for?
I don't know.
I think I'm just trying to find attention. But I don't post on him, so where's the attention? Like, you know what I mean? It's
that
weird.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, like, it can always be less, because I would love for it to be less. Same with, like, I would rather, like, because I'm getting back into reading comic books.
Oh, yeah, but you got the comic book app.
Yeah, so that's on a screen, so it's, like, positive screen time.
Yeah, because you're
so
reading.
If I did that instead of Facebook, I'd much prefer that. Because also, like, I don't know why I'm on Facebook either.
No,
I don't get anything out of it.
Yeah, and it just makes you feel shitty.
Because I don't use Twitter, I don't use Instagram.
My go-tos are Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, I used to use Instagram, but I don't anymore. Yeah.
It's where your go-to is Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook's weird. I don't know. I've also been playing a lot of mobile games.
Sure.
And I don't know if that's positive or not.
It's not great. It's not the best.
Yeah.
You could be reading, I guess. Could be, yeah. But like, I
haven't read in a while, which sucks.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, people listening to the podcast, I haven't even done a moist manuscript in a while. Because I haven't finished a book in a while.
Because I remember when people at work were like talking about you as in, like, yeah, he's a reader.
People were saying that?
Yeah. No, because whoever had to get you your Christmas gift, she asked if she should get you a book thing.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. Said she got you
a bunch of candy.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, candy and popcorn.
She at least get you mini M&Ms?
I think so.
That's the only thing I told her that like you really liked, but also I said like he'll like anything.
Yeah.
Because my recommendation to her was go to Walmart, go to the $5 bin, get him just a movie.
Oh, yeah, it would have been fun.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
Yeah. But no, she didn't listen.
Yeah, and I haven't read in a while because I used to read a ton at work, but now I'm training for bartending, so like I haven't been bringing a book to work because I don't
have time. So you have to get comfortable in that then.
Yeah, comfortable in bartending. Yeah, which I'm not. Yeah. There's so many fucking drinks, guys.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody is bartending that's listening, but Jesus Christ. And everybody orders something. So I'm good with beer.
Yeah, what have you made so far?
Well, I've made a few signature cocktails that are exclusive to Uptown. A few of them I have memorized. A few of them I still need to look at the thing. I've made an Adios or a Four Horsemen.
Yep.
Which is a four things of liquor in a shot glass.
What four?
I don't know because the guy read it from his phone. So I think we did Johnny Walker. It's the four J's. I think we did Johnny Walker,
Jameson,
Jim Beam,
and Jack.
And Daniels. Jack Daniels. Yeah. Okay. Which sounds disgusting.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, it's a shot. I made a Long Island iced tea, which is also just five well liquors, and then sour mix and Pepsi.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it's just a little dash of Pepsi to give it color. And I'm like, that sounds disgusting. I made some people a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which I didn't know was a name because that's not even how they ordered it.
So is that a rum chata with...
Rum chata Fireball.
Okay.
Probably pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'm done with rum chata.
It's just so thick.
After our Saltburn review where I threw up.
Yeah.
Because the drink we invented called Come in a Tub.
It's just rum chata and water.
Yeah, it's a glass of water with a shot of rum chata.
Disgusting.
And I threw up a lot.
I will say, I didn't make it, but I drank it on Thursday. One of our bartenders made like a blueberry muffin shot.
Oh.
And it was really good, but it was rum chata to give it that thickness.
Sure.
And that was really good. I don't know exactly what was in it. But there's just so many like... And there's so many different liqueurs and stuff that I'm like amaretto or amaretto.
Yeah, no
like,
idea.
I don't know what that is.
Never heard
Someone
of it
ordered
before.
An amaretto sour, and I was like, how do I make this?
Yeah.
And the guy was like, it's two ingredients. It's amaretto and sour.
I was like, I didn't know amaretto.
I didn't know amaretto was a thing. Like, I was like, I thought that was just a name. Yeah, so one more.
All right. What we got?
This is Lust.
Lust.
Back to sex. What's the fastest you've gone from meeting a person to sleeping with them? You're probably faster than me.
Because the question is, what does meeting mean?
I'm probably saying in person. An hour?
Less.
Oh my God.
No, there are people where we talked about like, where we would just hang out just to have sex.
So they would just walk through the door and you start making out?
Yes.
Holy shit.
So I'd say 15 minutes.
Oh my God. That's meeting for the first time in person?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. One girl where she was just in my apartment.
And you came into her?
Yeah, I came home from work. And she's like hanging out with my cats.
Oh my God.
It was weird.
But also kind of fun.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I've definitely had a one night stand, but it's like. Yeah.
You still have to work up to it.
Yeah, work up to it. Hang out for a long time. Be awkward for a while. Barely kiss.
That's the fun thing about it. If you have sex immediately, as long as everyone is fully in on it, then you're comfortable.
Yeah, because then you're like, you saw my butthole.
Yeah. Because that was my favorite thing about hookup culture is after sex, when you're just laying there and you just talk about anything.
Well, yeah, you just kind of like after sex, I love that, like pillow talk, because you just kind of just spew some dark shit sometimes.
Yes. No, I
because you're just like, you're kind of just talking into the abyss, but talking to a person.
Because like that's where like hooking up with like a nurse is really dangerous, because they start saying shit about their life and you're like, oh my God,
like you're fucked up.
Well, it's just
but like, that was great sex.
Yeah, it was just like people dying like it was wild. Like,
holy shit.
No, the RNC and nurse culture is insane.
And there's been a few people I imagine that there's so many people in our area that are nurses that are on Tinder.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of RNs too. Yeah,
registered nurses.
Which I never know what, or RNC.
Certified nurse?
Yeah, there's all different things. And some are like in hospitals, some are in old folks' home. And all of them have just the most tragic stories you've ever heard.
Yeah, they have so much, and then they just have to shut it off.
Yep. It's terrifying.
But I mean, that's probably what makes them wild in the bedroom. It's just trying to feel something.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I got for slippery sins.
Well, so you're going to say like 3 hours?
Oh, yeah. I guess I got to answer the question. Yeah, probably 3 to 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got to build up to it. I don't think I've ever had the confidence just to be like, we're making out.
Yeah.
Like, even if a girl's like coming over and I'm like, oh, yeah. And we've talked about like, oh, we're going to make out.
Because I was.
I still like will sit not touching him.
Yeah.
Like, and then just slowly be like.
Yeah. My thing was always if we have the conversation and like. They come with that energy. I'm like, then I'll go with it.
Holy shit. That's a level of confidence I don't have.
It's an odd one. I don't have it anymore.
You just got to walk into your wife and be like, we're doing it.
No, I would never. That's the weird thing is like how things have changed too.
She wouldn't like that?
I mean, it depends on the day.
Yeah, true.
My thing is, I'm not willing to risk that.
You don't want to ruin
because
the day.
Because also, if she just says no, then that just fucks up the whole week.
Yeah,
because
you're just like, oh.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
I made a mistake.
I made a huge mistake.
That is a weird thing with like being in married life is where like I'm like, because her and I even like had a conversation about that because like I went on a trip with like my family last weekend. Yep. So that was kind of a like, not like we had like, not that we had like went a long time without sex. It's just like, obviously we didn't have sex that weekend. But for me, it was like, I didn't finish that week. Like I didn't take care of myself at all.
Yeah, because you weren't jerking off.
Yeah. Either. So yeah. I was just like, when I brought it up or like when I tried to like ensue things and she was like, ah, no, I'm like, okay. Well, I have, and like it was just like kind of this awkward of like, I am physically like I need to take care of myself.
Well, I'm gonna roll over and jack off.
I don't do that, but I wait till she falls asleep, and then I go downstairs.
Oh, okay.
And like, it's
you've
just,
never done it in the bed with her?
Maybe. I don't prefer that because that's weird.
It is weird. Because she's just snoring and you're well, just, and you're just like means, watching porn on a low volume. Well,
no volume. I'm not a psychopath. That because the issue is that means I have to turn away from her so she can't see what I'm doing.
Yes, yeah,
so
you're.
But then
sides.
The phone is facing me, which means if she looked over,
she can see what you're watching.
Yeah.
And it's like clown pussy. Fuck.
It's called clussy.
Clussy.
You idiot. But no, like because that was one where we had to have a conversation.
Honky Tonk Haven.
Wait, and it's Honk Haven, not Honky Tonk Haven. Not looking at cowboy bar porn.
Yeah, that's a different subreddit. Yeah. Sorry.
But it was like a conversation where I was like, where I had to like physically like remove myself from her. Cause I'm like, if we're not having sex, like I can't have any physical contact right now.
Cause I'm so horned
up. I am on the edge.
and
I don't want like, cause that's a weird thing where like, she'll be like, I don't like when you do that. I'm like, I'm sorry, but like I physically have to.
Yeah. I got a blast.
I am primed.
I got a blast, ready. Baby.
And like, it's not about you.
No,
it's just like, I would
like if it,
I would,
like
I would
if you
love
included.
It if we did this together, but either way it has to be done.
Yeah. It's not my fault.
No, I'm sorry.
It's my body's fault. Okay?
And that was like the conversation I have where I was like, I'm a little sore because of this. I'm sorry, but I have to leave.
I have to remove myself from the situation to relieve myself.
Yeah.
But don't take offense to
it. It's not that I don't want to cuddle you. It's that I cannot.
Because if I cuddle you, I'm going to want to be inside you.
Yeah. And like, if you push at all,
fuck,
I have to clean up.
Yeah.
It's an issue.
That's, and then it just makes us both uncomfortable.
Yeah. That is such a weird conversation of being so comfortable with somebody where I'm like, it's still like embarrassing.
It is.
Like if I got caught, I don't know what I'd do.
She knows what you're doing.
Yeah. But also I've never been caught.
That is weird if your wife catches you jerking off.
I don't know what to do. Because like my first instinct would be like, you want to join? Then she'd be like, no. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, because you just got the phone pressed against your fucking.
Yeah, like I pull my phone up. There's the imprint. Yeah. So you can see where like all the plugins are.
And you're just
like,
looking at the most fucked up shit.
And I'm just like,
it's like decapitations.
Geez, what the fuck? No, it's not.
I don't know. I feel like. I feel like you might like that.
No, I don't. I'm good with normal shit, too.
Okay.
This has been the Moist Monday podcast.
It would just be so funny if your wife walked in on you jerking off to decapitation.
I don't think decapitation is the funny one. If it was just like a homemaker's inventory list, sure, that would be funny.
Is this the Channel 5 news?
That'd be wild.
And you're like, but the weather girl is so hot.
She keeps saying it's going to be wet out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think I'm supposed to do with that.
It's she's giving me so much information.
The way she says light breeze.
I'm feeling it.
I'm bound to burst.
We're bursting all over. This has been the Moist Money Podcast.
We're bursting all over.
We're bursting all over you. Happy March, everybody. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Parler, and TikTok. blues guy. Did I say it all?
God, there's so many.
Hopefully. Yeah, I think there's more.
Yeah, we're bad for screen time.
Fuck. We don't post that often.
That's true. Rate us 5 stars on anywhere you
all the podcast apps. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Rate us. Share us with a friend. Email us mostmoneypodcast@gmail.com.
Give Robert tips on his dating profile below.
Yeah. How do I get the ladies? How do I get the ladies?
This man over here, he's bound to barst.
But also, now that I'm a bartender, maybe I'll meet somebody bartending.
That's the dream. It's
that's
to meet
the
someone
dream.
Naturally. Yeah.
But then also I feel weird because it's
you're getting her drunk. You're
getting her drunk and I'm sober.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Fuck, that would suck. If you had like the first bartending shift and like you and this girl are connecting, but like because she wants to keep talking to you, she keeps getting drinks from you. So now she's kind of drunk and you're just like,
Yeah, but then like if I get off at a decent time and she's still there, we can hang out. But then I'm like, I'm having one drink and she's like on her fourth shot.
Yeah, whatever. That is weird.
And I would feel weird.
So you have to get 5 shots in.
Yeah. Well, I'm not afraid of that.
That's true. Yeah.
I've been partying a lot lately.
Yeah, you're bound to burst.
Yeah, I'm bound to burst. We'll burst you later. Bye, everybody.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.